Playtime at a rescue centre in India. It's thought many of these children were found working in factories, brickworks and mines. An exhibition at Worthing Art Gallery is using paintings and sounds to tell their stories. Artist Claire Phillips says she wanted to capture a transformation in the youngsters.
I wanted to get the playful side of the children because in the rescue home they were really subdued, traumatised, but they give them counselling and love and attention and they allow them to play, encourage them to play and educate them. And these children bounce back, they're extraordinary.
I caught up with some of the visitors to the collection.
You could feel the empathy that the artists had with them. The colours were wonderful, very striking.
The quality of the paintings, of course, is very good, very, very good.
You can immediately identify with the person and the story brings it all to life.
Curator at Worthing Art Gallery, Emma Walder.
I think that everyone can appreciate this kind of exhibition. It's accessible to people on all sorts of different levels. The portraits are really well painted, but there's a little element of expression in them as well that makes them unique, really, in their own way.
Claire's work took her to safe and rehabilitation centres run by Kailash Setyarthi. The child rights activist recently won the Nobel Peace Prize. Claire told me she hopes her paintings will challenge perceptions of child labour here.
It's absolutely shocking, and a lot of the factories are making goods that are sold to the West. So it really, really does make you think about how we should be buying and what pressure we can put on Western companies and Western governments to make sure this doesn't happen.
The Reclaiming Childhood exhibition runs at Worthing Art Gallery until January. Alex Williams reporting from Worthing.